Hello, welcome back to Sheer Enjoyment. I always say I cannot replace the Maggid Sheer, but I will be giving Sheer instead. We are learning the special sponsorship, Leila Nishmas Gershon Ben Yecheskel Feivel, Neshama Shem Aliyah. It was sponsored for that Neshama the entire week, and I always believed it was proper to announce it. And so we are also, I'm going to take a slight liberty in which our fearless leader, Jake Wyman, a very happy birthday. Yamuleta Sameach. There are some hashkafic opinions that talk about the idea that birthday is very special and that has the power of a certain koach, but in any case, should have many more years. So this week's parasha is Parashas Bishalach. And of course, at the beginning of the parasha, Hashem says to the Jews, they are not going to go towards the Plishtim. They're not going to go straight into Eretz Yisrael, because the Plishtim are there, okay, which is actually very interesting in Gaza, but I don't want to think about that too much. Instead, the Psukim say that the Bnei Israel are going to go south, okay? They're going to go south, and of course, the Egyptians are going to chase after them. They are going, of course, to get to the Red Sea, the Yam Suf, which was originally translated as the Reed Sea. Today, it is the Red Sea, also interestingly in the news. But of course, before the Jews get to the sea and they don't know what to do, Nachshon Ben Aminadav jumps into the sea, and of course the water splits. The Bnei Yisrael goes through the Yam Suf, and there are various Divrei Torah that people like to talk about. The idea of the Yam Suf pops into my head. Sota Daf Bees, of course, that everyone likes to talk about. Shidduchim is as difficult as splitting the sea. There's a Gemara Pesachim that talks about Parnassah. This is difficult as splitting the sea. And many people like to talk about the various Divrei Torah. But I'm actually going to focus on something else. And we're going to focus on is actually Az Yashir, the Shira. So the Jews get, they make it to the other side, either in the middle or the other side. I think it's at the other side. And they start singing Az Yashir, which of course we say every single day. And they sing the song, and we'll go through the song, and we'll talk about some of the more significant ideas of the song. So, of course, if you look at the screen, you could see that Az Yashir is on the screen. And of course, there is Vayosha Hashem beforehand. We say this every day. And so we'll talk about some of the ideas. I can't remember where I heard this from. I heard a Rav saying that Uz is Gematria 8, because Zion is Teva and Aleph is above the Teva. He was actually saying this about a different idea, but I'm not sure how it's relevant, but it's interesting that in Kabbalah, 7 is Teva and 8 is Lamala Teva. Uz Yashir. But I'll focus more on the words than Rashi. Uz Yashir Moshe. Then Moshe and Bnei Israel sang this song. Okay, so obviously Moshe was the leader and they sang. And anybody that knows Hebrew, Rashi immediately just addresses the idea. Anybody that knows Hebrew, Uz is for the future. But I want to say in the past that Moshe sang, so I would say not Yashir, he will sing, but Shar Moshe. Moshe sang. And of course, this is what Rashi picks up on, and he goes through it. And there are various, he talks a little bit about it, but we'll focus on a particular idea. Our rabbis of blessed memory stated, from here, this is an allusion to the Torah of Tchiyas HaMeisim, okay? Because since it says, Oz Yashir Moshe, that Moshe and the Bnei Israel will sing, it must be there's Tchiyas HaMeisim. Why does it say the future if we're talking about the past? Obviously, this is Tchiyas HaMeisim. So I think it's very interesting that we learn a hashkafic idea. The fact that the Jews sang their song, we learn that there's Tchiyas HaMeisim. But believe it or not, there isn't just hashkafa, there is halacha, which we'll get to in a second, a couple of them. So I actually heard from Rav Yaakov Marcus that Kigo Ga'a is actually the most important part. How do you know? Because later on, Miriam and the women repeat it. I thought that was an interesting idea. But we'll get to further down. Okay, the eternal strength and his vengeance were my salvation. This is my God, and I will make him a habitation. So Rashi goes through it. Rashi talks about the simple idea that of the Medrash that says, what does it mean, Zakeli, right? They pointed Zakeli Vanveu. The Bnei Yisrael were able to see to some degree, not literally, but they were able to perceive. They were able to perceive Hashem. They couldn't see Hashem. They can't see Hashem. They're able to perceive Hashem. And one of the Mechilta, Rashi, one of the Mechilta says that a maidservant was able to see what the Nevi'im couldn't see, which is an unbelievable Chiddush. But we're going to get to something a little bit more halachic. So there's actually a Gemara that talks about the idea. Okay. So this is a Gemara in Shabbos, and they darshan the Sulam. Did Tanya, we went to Brisa, Zekeli ben Vehu, says, my God, I'll glorify him. It's not a fun of the mitzvos. This is the idea that there's a nice idea to have beautiful mitzvos. I say the fun of sukkah, you should have a nice sukkah, love na'ah, nice lulav, shofar na'ah, sisses na'ah, sefer Torah na'ah, the chasiv bo lishma b'jo na'ah. And the way to have nice ink, chomos na'ah, beautiful parchment, the lav lar uman, and by an expert scribe, the chorcha b'shrayim na'in, and wrap the scroll in beautiful silk fabric, okay? So we actually learn a halacha that's a little bit famous in that there is, from the word zekele van veyu, there's a concept of hiddur mitzvah. And it's not even the only place in Shas that's discussed. The Gemara in Bava Kamma discusses the parameters of hiddur mitzvah. So when people have, let's say, nice wool tzitzis, it's actually learned from this pasuk, zekele van veyu. Now, halachically, there's definitely a real idea. I mean, an esrog is a different concept because it says Bries Hadar, but for certainly something that has wool tzitzis, or they decorate their sukkah, or you have right hiddur for a sefer Torah, it's a very significant thing. Okay, Abba Shaul Omer V'anvehu. It says V'anvehu have a domelo, be similar to Hashem. Mahu chanav rachum, afateh hayeh chanav rachum. Just like he's compassionate and merciful, so too you should be compassionate and merciful. So we learned the concept to be nice to people. Now, I'm not sure exactly if this is referring to chesed or maybe to just be in general a nice person. It's halachically different from v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. But in any case, the idea is that there is a halachic concept to be nice and kind. For we learn it from the Shira. We learn from the Shira of v'anvehu. So the Shira continues, and there are more ideas behind it. I'll highlight just a couple more. At one point, it says, Mi chamocha be'elam Hashem. And if you take the first letters, Mem, Kaf, Bet, Yud, it spells Maccabee. Okay, so by the Hanukkah story, they call themselves the Maccabee. It was sort of a reference to here. It may have been elsewhere in Chumash, it was actually here. Mi chamocha be'elam Hashem spells out Maccabee. By Hanukkah. Later on, it says, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Ve'ed. And I heard one time that they said Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Ve'ed because they weren't on the level to say Hashem Melech Olam Ve'ed. Now they said Hashem Melech Olam Ve'ed, Mashiach would have been there. They couldn't say that because they weren't on that Madrega. So this, as they said, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Ve'ed. Hashem one day will be the king. In other words, again, another reference to Mashiach, to Gesed HaMeisim. Things like that. And of course, because the theme of the parsha has to do with singing, the Haftorah is also has to do with singing and is actually Shiras Devorah when Devorah go and Yael go against Sisera and they defeat Sisera, Devorah sings. There are actually two other Shiros within Tanakh that we're not going to discuss tonight, but one of them is Parshas Hazino. It's considered a Shira and there are various drushes on that. And the Haftarah for Parshas Hazino, when it's not Shabbos Shuvah, is Shiras David. It's actually part of it is Shiras David. So singing is a very prominent idea within Tanakh, and it's mentioned throughout Shas, as I've shown. It should be noted as well for anybody that is a Baal Kore, or even if you just look in your Siddur, you'll notice that when you look at a Yashir, it's not written in a normal fashion. There are all kinds of spaces in between. And I think it's important to share that when I was in college, One of the things we talked about was in the spaces, you could actually come up with interpretations. And of course, when we're talking about Hashem, Hashem's Torah, all the more so. I never heard of a particular interpretation, but the idea is that it's a poem. And so we'll discuss in just in general, just a couple minutes, about the significance of poetry and singing. If you were to ask me, what am I into personally? I'll tell you, probably learning. I don't know, maybe chesed, tzedakah. But many people might not think of singing, of Shira. And nevertheless, it is a very significant part of our religion. There are, of course, girls' names named Shira. But even more than that, some people relate to Hashem in Judaism through singing. I was hoping that my friend Arya Perlman would be on because, of course, in his time, he has done many singing, much singing, great singing. And his son as well, David, is a very wonderful singer. And some people really relate to Judaism and to Hashem through singing. It's not necessarily my personal idea, but it's something to think about. And of course, in these times, we should think about current events, is that that's one way to connect to Hashem. And maybe that's part of what Hashem is trying to do, wake us up, that when we daven, we should be singing the davening, especially in Shabbos and Yontif, in light of current events, that we should be upgrading our davening through singing. It's not really my thing in particular, but nevertheless, we should be considering it. Some people are really into it. It's not necessarily for everyone, but there is no shame in it. And I think that's a lot of the theme of Parshas Bshalach, that it reminds us that when we sing to Hashem in a kosher way, well, obviously boys and girls have to be separated, but that's one way to really connect to Hashem. And the merit of singing and constantly being connected to Hashem, we should see Soros Tovis and understand that there's Talmud Torah within the singing. To me, that's a chiddush. Like, I've discussed this with people, and some people said, oh, what's the big deal? But for me, that's a chiddush. We're learning from the Jews that sang halachas of hashkafa, of tchiyas hamesim, of hiddur mitzvah, of chesed, of all kinds of things, because they were singing. There was drushas in the singing, and it has very real ramifications. And so, in the merit of singing to Hashem, we should see Soros Tovis. This is Eli Nyman wishing everybody bracha, slacha in the morning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.